with the new UK corporate governance code, how would you summarise the key changes that that's going to make in communicating governance?
I think that a lot of the important bit of the new governance code is actually not in the governance code itself, or indeed in the reorganisation of the sections, which is one of the most obvious parts of the re-group. It's actually in the preamble, and it states what the what good governance looks like, and it gets back to this word culture. There is a determination on the part of regulators to make companies discuss how their board actually works. Somebody described it to me as being a way of communicating the fireside chat. Chairman loved the expression, and it's a very evocative description of a couple of chaps sitting around with a large whiskey and a roaring log fire and talking about the prospects for the business. That, for many companies, is the best form of governance. So you suspect that the FRC and the people who have written the governance code would like to see that image translated more into a physical environment.
Yep.
That kind of communication, that soft, intellectually rigorous kind of discussion, moved into an online environment, it's going to be awfully difficult to do. And I don't think we've even begun to scratch the surface. One of the things that I think I would also describe as being important about the governance code is this comply or explain. It's going to come under a lot of attack over the next few years from Brussels particularly. We've already seen the governance proposals for financial institutions. And it's clear that the European Commission has its sights set on something other than a comply or explain regime. Whether you want to call it nice emotionally a Sarbanes-Oxley for Europe or not, I don't know.
Mm.
But something that relates to fixed rules, thou shalt do this, is probably what they would prefer to have. And that will progress or it won't. So I think the governance code has put up a terrific stout defense of comply or explain. The risk, of course, is that companies will choose not to do either. And so that will rearm that argument in Brussels.
Or they'll comply to the boilerplate checklist, as many did before, the famous casualties of the last 3 years.
Yeah.
You know, they could have ticked that combined code list.
And there's a point that I was going to make earlier that I said I'd come back to, and that is in respect of the proxy voting agencies. The number of investors, particularly in the new stewardship code environment, that are choosing to outsource their governance voting procedures is growing. And largely they do a pretty good job, I think, of making sure that the views of the investor are captured and are voted appropriately, and so therefore that outsource works. It does, however, create a new community that companies need to communicate with. And the idea that a fixed template of, again, tick the box, can work for all companies, which is, and we see that many of the proxy voting agencies will publish their policies and guidelines for the next year, and they do that. A lot of them have just done it, sort of in October, November time. And the idea that those can be somehow retrofitted onto every company, I think a lot of directors of public companies have a problem with that as a thought. The community that is very important for the communications perspective now is the proxy voting agencies, are the proxy voting agencies, I should say. And so I think that needs to be borne in mind by companies as they're designing their communication strategy as well.
And so what particular flavours or things do you think they should, in addressing that community, that they need to do?
Well, obviously you should reach out to the companies that provide those services on a direct basis. But equally, you should make as much governance reporting as accessible as possible. I think it would also be useful to retrofit some of the questions, the policies, and it's a useful thing to check back and say, hey, do we comply with this or do we explain? And if it's we need to explain, have they actually explained? Because one of the things that will count against a company is if the proxy voting agency has a question relating to X, and that explanation isn't to be found either on the company's website or in the annual report, just mechanically, that will be marked down as a zero.
Mm.
So it's a useful thing to go back and say, right, let's have a look at that report. The guidelines from the proxy voting agency, and we'll go back and say, right, I'm now looking at it through their eyes. Where do I find that piece of information? How easy can I make it for them to actually find it and to be able to do the simple thing of ticking the box?